All right, morning.
Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Al. When the bottom Mishnah of the page, Kol Chayv Krisus Shalaku Niftari De Krisus Krisusam. Yechayv Kares. The Mishnah and Krisus tells us. The first Mishnah Krisus tells us that there are 36 lavim in the Torah that a person is going to be Chayv Kares. 34 plus 2, and the. And the Mishnah over here says that once you get Malkus, so you're going to be cleaned up from your Kares. You're not going to be Chayv Kares anymore. Gemara later on will ask the question, the obvious question, how do we know? Kares is nothing to do with corporal punishment. Kares is between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It somehow spiritually cuts us off from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we know this? How do we know that Malkus takes care of Kares? So the Gemara is going to ask a question later on, and the Gemara will see. Gemara will entertain that discussion. So Kol Chayv V'Krisus Shalaka Niftei De Krisus Sam Shenema V'Nikla Achicha Leinecha Kishalaka. Right, the Gemara darshins after Malkus Hareuka Achicha Diver V'Chanina V'Gamliel. So he's going to be like your brother, and consequently, he will be kares free after the Malkus. V'Amar Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel Ma. If you violate an avera, so your nefesh is taken away from you. So ha'os the mitzvah achas al achas kama v'kama. So if you do a mitzvah, how much more so are you going to get rewarded? That your nefesh is going to be given to you. Okay. So Rechanan ben Gamliel says that you see that the by doing an avera you get. Your nefesh is removed, so by doing a mitzvah, your nefesh is given to you. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, mim kama hu lamad. Rabbi Shimon says, look, I'll tell you the truth. I agree with you. I just didn't need your drasha, right? You didn't need a kavachomer. You didn't need to base it on, well, you see it over here. You didn't need all that. The Torah says that when you do an avera, you get kares. So the Omer... and that by doing the mitzvahs you're going to live. So in other words, the chiyus, the life that you get, is as a result of doing the opposite of an avera. So he didn't need the limud of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Just by simply refraining and desisting from doing an avera is tantamount to doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer Harei Omer Rach Chazak Levilti Achol Adam Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, gives the following. The Torah gives a very interesting illustration when it comes to the mitzvah of not eating blood. The Torah says Rach Chazak Levilti Achol. You got to be strong, right? I know the blood is tempting, but you got to be strong. You can't eat the blood. And the Gemara Darshan, so Ma'av Rashi brings this down on Chumash. Oma im ha'adam shenavsha shaladam katsa mimenu ha'parish mimenu mekabel skar. Look, it's not a difficult mitzvah, right? No one sees a nice cup of blood and says to themselves, ah, wow, that's exciting. Right, look at that cup of blood. And meanwhile, the Torah says, right, be strong and be strong and not doing it. And meanwhile, ha'parish mimenu mekabel skar, you get skar for doing a mitzvah, which for us is relatively easy because we don't have such a temptation for it. Can you imagine those things which we do have a temptation for? Stealing an arayos. So from refraining from those activities, can you imagine how much reward we're going to get? You're going to get rewards generationally. Okay? And finally, the last line of Mishnah in Makos, Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer. We hear this every now and then. Rav Sakash Baruch Lezach Yisol Ficha Achir Vem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Shem Chafetz Aman Siko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. No, don't say Kaddish now. Talk about a Pavlovian reaction. Don't do it. The Akash Baruch who gave us many mitzvahs and Lefichach. Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachris Yisrael. Right, really, the primary function of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he wanted to give us merits. So, by doing so, how does he do so? Here, by the Torah mitzvahs, he gave us a lot of Torah mitzvahs. Shenemar Hashem Chafetz Aman Sikol Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Okay, the many mitzvahs that we have, the numerous mitzvahs that we have, is really there for our greatness. It's there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help make us get more schar and more merit. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Point by point, we're going to go through the Mishnah. The first point in the Mishnah is that once you get Malkus, it takes care of the Kares. Right? So a man violated an Isser Kares, one of the Isseri Kares. He ate Chelev, he ate Dam, whatever. Right? We can go through all 34 examples. He did something that was Chayv Kares, and it's a lav. Every Kares is a lav except for two of them. And he went and he got Malkus. So according to Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel of our Mishnah, Kares is gone. Right? Kares is expunged. Okay, again, later we'll discuss how we knew that information. But Amar of Yochanan Chalukin Alav Chaver of Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. So, first and foremost, is he a Das Yachid? The Mishnah says, yes, he is. The Chachamim argue with Hananya ben Gamliel. Okay. We will discuss later on who we follow. Like, again, this is a discussion about Kare, so right, this is Halach Lamais. I'm not sure how you're going to get any Halach Lamais out of this, but okay, we'll come back. Amar Vada Barava Amri Berav Chanina Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim El Shezez Dono Bide Adam Zez Dono Bihi Kareis Mishnah Megillah, in the first parak of Megillah, the Ein Bein Mishnahs, this Mishnah is, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontav except that Shabbos, if you violate Shabbos on purpose, it's a capital crime. Beis Din's going to kill you. And if you do so on Yontif, you violate Yontif on purpose, so Zez Dono Bihi Kares, you're going to get Kares. Okay? V'im Isa, now. So the Gemara says, now, what does that mean? One's corporal and one's not corporal, but that's not true. When you violate Yontif on B'meis Din on purpose, you're going to get Malkus. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So Rav Nachman Omer Hamani, Rav Yitzchak Hidamer Malkus Bechai Bechrisus Leika. So one way to explain that Mishnah is that Mishnah is going like Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak, which we introduced ourselves to in the beginning of the third parak, he says that Malkus and Kares are mutually exclusive. If you get Kares, you don't get Malkus, and if you get Malkus, you don't get Kares. It's one or the other, but it's not both. The time Rav Yitzchak Omer Chai Bechrisus Bechla Hayu V'lama Yatsa Kares. If a person violates Yisuri Kares, he does not get Malkus. That's the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. We talked already, we don't pass like Rav Yitzchak, but that's the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. So that Mishnah Megillah could be going like Rav Yitzchak. That's one pshat in the Mishnah Megillah. Rav Ashi Amar Filu Tema Rabbanan, and Rav Ashi says, no, you don't need to say that. You could tell me that the Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, Zeh Ikares Dona B'dei Adam, V'zeh Ikares Dona B'dei Shamayim. The Mishnah in Megillah is just looking at fundamentally. Fundamentally speaking, when it comes to Shabbos, it's a capital crime. And the main part of it is the fact that if a person does it b'meis din, it's going to be chayv misa b'dei adam, right? It's capital. And as opposed to yontif, if a person violates yontif b'meis din, fundamentally it's a kares crime. But we're not talking. We know there's malkus, right? So forth and so on. But we're just looking at what fundamentally it is. Amar Rav Ada bar Ava, Amar Rav Halacha, Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. Okay, and now here the Amoraim start, and we have a statement by Rav Ada bar Ava. The Halacha is like Rav Hananya ben Gamliel, which means now that if a person violates an Isser Kares and he gets Malkus, Malkus removes the Kares. Okay, that's the opinion of our Mishnah. Although we learned in the beginning of the Gemara that Chachamim argue with Rav Hananya ben Gamliel, here Rav Ada bar Ava says the halacha falls like Rav Hananya ben Gamliel.
So basically, that Malkus from Mokhan Yisrael
something like that. Malkus, right? Malkus is your is a quasi death sentence, something like that. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef now asked the question: Man salik le'ila va'asa va'amar. So who told you? Who told you how Kares operates? When Kares is there, when Kares is removed? How do you know? How do you know these things? Right, the language is great. Mansalik le'ila. Did you go up to the heavens? The asava amar. And you came back and you told us. Right? How did you get that information? So Amalei Abaye, Elahadam Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So Abaye says, that's not crazy. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, who presumably was his Rebbe, but he says, but that's not crazy. We've had many times before where we know what goes on upstairs, even though no one went up there, no one had a conversation up there, but we know. Right? Yehoshua ben Levi says, Shloshet Dvarim Asu Beis Din Shamata, V'Hizgimu Beis Din Shamala. Three things were decided based in Shamata, and were corroborated or approved by the Beis Din Shamala. And Right, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi makes that statement. How did he know? Man salik li'ila va'asava amar. Same expression. Who went up to heaven? Who told him? Ela krai kadarshinan. It's based on darshaning up psukim. Meaning that one of the ways that we know what's going on upstairs is through the Torah.
Right.
Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, they're Nevi'us. So we're going to read the psukim, we're going to darshan the psukim, and that's how we know. Kadarshinan. And so similarly over here, I guess we're going to be darshaning psukim to know that once a person gets malchus, so then he's no longer going to be chayev krisus. Gufa. Let's go to the statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Three things that were decided by the Beis Din Shamata and agreed to, conceded to by the Beis Din Shamala. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shlosha Dvar Masu, Beis Din Shamata, Viskumu, Beis Din Shamala, Al Yadam Elohein. The three things are Mikra Megillah Shelo Shalom B'Shem and Havas Maiser. Okay? Three things are, we're going to go through each one of them. Mikra Megillah number one. Dechsiv Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. Right? We wrote the Megillah. We instituted this new Yontov. It's called Purim. And Kimu V'Kiblu, Kimu Lamala Manashe Kiblu Lamata. What we instituted down here, it was agreed to, it was conceded to up in heavens. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Shela Shalom. Asking people how they're doing in the morning. Not necessarily in the morning, but greeting people. But not just greeting people, but B'Shem, using the name of Hashem. Dichsiv, now...
Boaz, right?
Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'hinei Boaz, ba mi beis lechem, v'yom lekotzim, he says to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. V'omer, and there's another Pasuk also that indicates this as well, Hashem imcha, gibor achayel. Now there are two psukim, the Gemara always does this, when there are two psukim to make a point, there's a reason why the Gemara brings a second pasuk. My v'omer, v'echitem abozu David midaite, u'mishamaya lo hiskimo al yado. Perhaps Boaz did it on his own. He was a renegade in the fact that when he greeted people, he used the name of God. So tashma v'omer Hashem imcha gibor achayel. So that's how this, the pasuk by Gidon says Hashem imcha gibor achayel, that when the Malach speaks to Gidon, so he uses Shem Hashem to show that that is an appropriate way to greet people. The Rivan over here offers two pshatim in the Gemara, right? What's the issue? Meaning, right, by Mikra Megillah, right, we understand the issue. We're instituting a new Yontif, right? Kimu V'Kiblu. It might be a violation of Baal Tosif, right? It's a lot of innovation, Purim. So for that, we did it, and it was agreed to upstairs. But greeting people, what's the issue? What's the concern? Why do we need a Takanas Beis Din to greet people? So the Rivan says, offers two pshatim over here. Shelo Shalom B'Shem. It's right alongside where we are in the Gemara on the left hand side. Demuter la'adam lishol b'shalom chavero b'shem. You're allowed to greet somebody using the name of God. Kigon yasim Hashem alecha shalom ve'ein bo mishum motzi shem shamayim levatala. So the Rivan says that you might have thought it's an issue of you're not allowed to say God's name in vain, right? Motzi shem shamayim levatala. If I'm just greeting somebody, there's no need to use God's name over there. Maybe the usage of God's name would be unnecessary, and I'd be violating the Isser of being Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. So the Chiddush is that no, when you greet somebody using Hashem's name is not an Isser. That's one pshat in the Rivan. May Rebbe, he gets it from his Rebbe, who presumably is Rashi. Lishna Achrina, then the Rivan quotes another pshat, She'ela Shalom B'Shem, Dechayev Adam Lishol B'Shalom Chaver B'Shem. V'anunami Kishalina Adadi Matkirin Shem D'Shalom. It's not that it's permitted, but that it's obligated. Meaning every time you see somebody, you should employ God's name as part of the greeting. D'Shalom Shmo Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry, D'Shalom Shmo Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, every time we say hello to somebody, we say Shalom. Right, and Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. Dechsiv v'yikra lo Hashem Shalom l'shem Hashem. So the second pshat in the Rivan is that the Takanas Beis Din is that's an obligation that when you see somebody, it's not that you're just it's a nicety to use God's name, but it's a chiv to do so. Lahalacha, I'm not sure which one we go with. I intuitively feel the first pshat in the Rivan is the more is a more mekubal pshat. It's a more accepted pshat. But he brings down both over here. Okay, so there are three takanas. So takana number one was Mikra Megillah. Number two was using Shem Hashem when you greet somebody. And what was the third takana? So bringing Meiser. What is that? Dichsiv. So we quote the pasuk in Malachi. Bring all my Meiser into the Beis HaOtzar, into the storehouses, and you'll appease me. I'm going to open up the skies of the heaven. I'm going to give you bracha. And the Gemara always, every time the Gemara quotes this pasuk in Malachi, it always attaches this next part. My ad belidai. What does it mean, ad belidai? Amar Rabbi, Amar Rami Barav, ad sheyivlu sifsosecha milomar dai. You're going to get so much bracha, you're going to say enough, and your lips are going to get like worn out by saying enough, enough, that's how much bracha you're going to get. Kaviyachu, it's like too much bracha, right? If there's such a thing. Now, what's this all about? What's the takana? Bringing mice, or what is that? So the Rivan over here explains. Rivan gives us a little bit of history. So the next Rivan on the page. The Gemara in Yavamos, Ezra Sofer Kansilun Lavim Lefishol Alu Imo. Ezra says to the Jewish people out in Bavel, okay, gentlemen, it's time to go back to Israel, right? 70 years have come and gone. Our exile is over. Let's go back to Israel. And he leads a very small group of Jewish people from Bavel to Israel. Most of the Jews are comfortable and happy in Bavel. Most of the Jews do not want to go back to Israel. A small representation, 40-some-odd thousand Jews, went from Bavel back to Israel together with Ezra. Amongst the people who did not go with Ezra are the Levim. The Levim didn't go with Ezra. And Ezra was upset. And he penalized the Levim. And how did he penalize the Levim? Best way imaginable, no more Meiser. No more Meiser for the Levim.
Gave it to the Kohanim, right?
Gave it to the Kohanim, is absolutely correct.
But it's supposed to give it anyways when they were in Babel?
No, but when he goes back to Israel, he says, you know, that thing called Meiser, which normally goes to the Levim, it's not going to go to them anymore. It's going to go.
It doesn't affect them because they're staying in Babel and they weren't getting it anyway.
If and when they ever come back. Okay, so tziva lahavia kol ma'asros el lishkas beis Hashem, and not only that, so he told people, so here's what you're going to do with your ma'aser. Don't give it to the Levim. Right, they're not even here, you're right. So there's nobody to give it to. Don't give him to Levim, but bring him to beis Hashem. Vayu ha-kohanim v'alevim shavim b'ma'aser rishon. And now, instead of giving it to the Levim, give it to the kohanim.
Kohanim are technically ben Levi also.
Correct, right. But
it doesn't seem exclusively to the Kohanim because, well, you have Kohanim Balvim, so the Levim got it too, but much less.
Well, no, he just means by that. I think he just means by that that as much as you can give it to a Levi, you can give it to a Kohen as well. In other words, they're on equal footing when it comes to Meiser Rishon. Kidichsib Ezra v'aya Kohen ben Aaron im Alavim b'Meiser Alavim. Right, and then he goes on. But that's the basic backdrop to this, and now you understand that. What he did is he restructured the whole Meister system, where he established that Meister is not going to go to the Levim, it's now going to go to the Kohanim, and right, that's a takana, that's a serious takana, and that needs haskama, and the Gemara says, and he got haskama. Amar Rav Elazar. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. We're in the middle of the Amud, we're on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, we're more than halfway down the page. Amar Rav Elazar, Begimel Mekamas Haufiyah Ruach HaKosh Beveiz Dino, Shal Shem Beveiz Dino Shal Shmor Amasi, Ubeveiz Dino Shal Shlomo. Three times Ruach HaKodesh came out in the middle of Beis Din to say something, to make a proclamation, where we needed a Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, Ruach HaKodesh was necessary to give us information which we would not have known otherwise. The three examples are, right, Yehuda recognizes that when Tamar's pregnant and she shows the staff and the signet ring, and Yehuda says, oh, I think I'm the father. And he admits, Yehuda recognizes it. And he says, Sat kami meni. She is more righteous than I am. So, Minayada. Now, how did he know he was the father? Meaning, as the Gemara pretty clear in indicating as much as he could have been the father, anyone else could have been the father as well. So somebody else could have had relations with her as well. How did he know he was the father? So the Baskel comes out and says, meaning this whole thing was orchestrated by me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Baskel comes out in the middle of the Beis Din of Shem and says, I orchestrated this. Yehuda is the father, right? And that's the Baskel that comes out and says that Yehuda is the father. Good. Just a couple of points, by the way. The Rivan says, right, it's interesting because we always do this throughout all of Sefer Breishis. We talk about Yeshiva Shem, right? The Yeshiva of Shem. Here the Rivan says straight out, and you'll see it inside, that it's not Shem. Right? Shem did not live through the course of all of Sefer Breishis, right? As one of the sons of Noach, and then you find him come up in, you know, by Avram, by Yitzchak, by Yaakov, they're all by Yeshiva Shem. The Rivan says it just simply means that was the name of the yeshiva named after the first Rosh Yeshiva. But that's it. In other words, it wasn't Shem living there all the time. Okay? The Rivan is a Pashtan. He's a simple, right? He's not, okay. Right. It's like, so the Rivan, that was the second thing I was going to talk about. So the other thing is Kvushim. So what does that word mean? So the Rivan gives two pshatim over there on what the word Kvushim means. So the Rivan's first pshat, which he spends a lot more time on, is Dvarim Ne'elamim, right? Secret matters. Meaning that it's strange, right? Yehuda takes a prostitute, sleeps with a prostitute, impregnates her. Turns out that it's not a prostitute. Turns out that, right? These are mysterious things. These are things that just don't make sense. How it happened, why it happened that way, right? Dvarim ne'elamim. These are hidden things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that for my reasons I orchestrated. That's one thing that kavush means, to something that you push down, right? Things that are hidden. The Rivan does give a second pshat all the way at the end, at the tail end of that. That Rivan, third to last line on the page, he says, "Lishna Achrina Meiti Aisa Shiatsu Memenu Shnei Banim Halalu Lichbosh HaOlam, conquerors of the world." Meaning that David, Mashiach, they're going to be conquerors of the world, and that's Yatsu Memenu Kvushim, right? Conquerors. Okay, second shot in the Rivan.
Don't we normally say in Mashiach in the Baskel?
Yeah. Correct. They won't. No, it's just no. Because the Baskel is not doing anything other than just substantiating what we think we already know, and it just, you know, it just comes out to provide the information, which, you know, it's like we knew it already. But based in a shal Shmuel, dichsiv hinini anu bi neged Hashem and neged b'shicho et shormi lakachti vayomer lo shaktanu velo ritzusanu. They ask for a king, and Shmuel says, "What's wrong with me?" Right? I'm not. I'm honest. I'm an honest guy. I rule honestly. I don't take any right. Assure me lakachti. I don't take ox. I don't do anything like that. So vayomer Hashem ad mishicho. I'm sorry. Vayomer aid Hashem ve'aid mishicho ki lo matzasim yadi me'uma. Vayomer aid. Vayomer aid. And right, is everyone here prepared to testify that I did nothing inappropriate? Right? No. Right? I'm not going to make the newspaper for any reason. By Yomer Aid, and he said, we testify. And the Gemara picks up on it right away. He's talking to a group of people. So grammatically speaking, it should say, Vayomeru, and they respond. Right? The Gemara says, Vayomeru mi ba'ilei. Yapsabas kol ve'amro. Ani aid bedavar zeh. If the Vayomer aid is a Baskel that gets up and the Baskel says, yeah, he didn't take anything. Meaning, we objectively know Shmuel did not take anything. Okay. And finally, number three, third time Baskel comes out, Beis Din Hashem Shlomo Dichtiv Vayana Melech Vayomer Tenu La Seyelet HaChai VaAmeis Lo Simisuhu Hi Imo. Right? Most famous story by Shlomo, baby, two mothers claiming baby belongs, right? I'm sorry, two babies, two mothers, one's alive, one's dead, each one's claiming they're the mother of the one who is alive. And Shlomo says, okay, give it to me, we'll split the baby in half. And the real mother says, give it to the other. And Shlomo says, she's the real mother. So he imo. The Gemara is going to focus on the last two words of that pasuk. Minayada dilma irume mi'arma. How do we know? Maybe the fake mother outsmarted Shlomo, right? The Gemara suggests. Yatza baskal ve'amra he imo. That's where the baskal comes out and says, "No, objectively, I know that's the real mother who was ready to give up the baby." Amar Rava. Rava is, in all three of these cases, the cynic. Right? Mimai Dama Yehuda came in the Chashiv Yarchev Yumei the Isra mi de Chazinan, Mechazkinan de lo Chazinan, lo Mechazkinan. As far as Yehuda and Tamar are concerned, look, Yehuda knows when he slept with the prostitute. And he knows that Tamar is 3 months pregnant. Right? It's not that hard to figure out. Just go back 3 months. And yeah, it's possible that Tamar had relations with another man, but really unlikely. So over there, like, you didn't really need the bakel. And Shmuel nami kuli Yisrael kari lebelashon yachid. And by Shmuel also, right? Like, so it says in lashon yachid. That's crazy. We find when we talk about the totality of the Jewish people, we speak in lashon yachid. Dechziv Yisrael no Shabbat Hashem. Okay, and Shlomo. Nami midahakamis rachame, and as far as the story Shlomo is concerned, that was the whole point. He wanted the real mother to be Rahman, to be compassionate. The halokam rachman, the other one was not compassionate. So these stories by themselves are not good indicators that the baskol came out. We didn't need the baskol in any of these three stories. This is Rava's opinion. Ella Gemara. It's just simply that we have a tradition. In other words, I'm not going to argue with you on your basic point, meaning we have a tradition the baskal came out, but was the baskal necessary in all three of these cases? Rava says, I don't really think so. Okay. Good. Continuing the Gemara now, and a famous Gemara coming up, Darsh Rav Simlai, Sheish Meos V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvos, Nemru Lo L'Moshe. 613 mitzvos in the Torah. Okay, you know the Gemara will not sit there and count all 613 mitzvos in the Torah. Right, the Gemara makes a statement that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah and leaves it. Right, there are Rishonim who say that this Gemara is not meant to be taken literally. Right, in other words, there are not really 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. It's just that it's a number. We'll see what the number is based on, but don't take it literally. We know if you fast forward from the time of the writing of the Gemara about 500-600 years. Then the Rishonim started saying, oh, maybe there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And then the Rambam, the Ramban, and all your major Rishonim started counting the mitzvahs in the Torah. Right? The Bahag, actually, before the Rambam came around, the Bahag was one of the first he was an early Rishon, who started counting the mitzvahs in the Torah. And the Rambam, when he went to count the mitzvahs of the Torah, basically it was a total attack on the Bahag. Right, the Bahag did not do it systematically. The Rambam, of course, who was super organized, did it very systematically. In fact, before the Rambam counted the mitzvahs in the Torah, so he says, first let me lay out the groundwork. And he gave us 14 rules in which what is to be counted and what isn't to be counted. Rambam was super systematic about it. And the Sefer HaChinuch, which we know is also extraordinarily popular, a later Rishon, he also counted the mitzvahs of the Torah. He gave a reason behind every one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. All that, meaning all that discussion of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, is based on this Gemara over here. But it's interesting to note, the Gemara doesn't count the 613, and you see by the mere fact that the Rishonim argue what is, what isn't the mitzvah, you see that it's, you know, this Gemara, this little bit of Gemara, lends itself to a lot of Torah. Of what is and what isn't the mitzvah. Darush Rav Simlai, Sheish Meos V'Shosh Esrei Mitzvos, Nemru Lo Moshe, Shosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamesh Lavim, Kiminya Moshe Chama, 365 negative prohibitions, like the days of the solar year, right? Even though we're a lunar calendar group, but we don't ignore the solar year. So in fact, we justify the solar and lunar calendars. So, right, we recognize the solar calendar. Om Asayim V'Arabim Shmona Esrei K'negedei V'Arashal Adam, 248 positive commandments corresponding to the limbs of a human being. Amar Rav Hamnuna Mikra. Now, where did this number come from? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha. Right? Torah was given to Moshe. Torah in Gematria is Shismea v'chadsrei. That comes out to take the letters of Torah and you'll get to 611. Have it. I'm sorry. That's okay. That's too shy of what we need to be. Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi hagvura shamanu. The two first mitzvahs of Anochi and lo yelecha, that wasn't Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. That was Hashem. Hashem gave us those mitzvahs himself. So take those two, add them to 611, and that's how you get to the number 613. Okay. Next bit of Gemara, from here until the bottom of the Amud, is super fascinating. It's like we're going to be distilling the mitzvos, right, if you will. Now, Kipshuto, the Gemara is going to sound like, you know, 613, we'll knock it down to 11, we'll knock it down to what's the number after 11? 3, I think? We'll see. We'll knock it down to 3, we'll knock it down to 2, we'll knock it down to 1. Now, Chalila, the Gemara does not mean that we're basically going to, you know, the mitzvahs are on a chopping block and we're going to, you know, start with 613 and move our way down. The Gemara means that we're basically, there are certain basic themes that we need to be focusing on within the realm of Torah. Every mitzvah is immutable, every mitzvah is, you know, I can't even describe the importance of every mitzvah, but in terms of certain themes, certain things that we need to be focusing on, right, we're going to be distilling the mitzvahs in order to help us, give us a framework of how to categorize and how to structure the mitzvahs of the Torah. Okay. Ba David, okay, hopefully that was a decent introduction. Ba David ve'he'emidam ala chasasrei. So David comes along and he stands them on 11. Okay, so we're going to go down to 11 mitzvahs. Dechsiv, mizmor la David. Okay, mi agor ba'olecha mi'ishkan barakashecha olech tamim mufol tzedek v'dover emes bavavo. Lo ragal al lishono lo asal arei ra'a v'chir pa lo nasa al krovo nivze be'inav nim'as v'es yirei Hashem yichabed nishba lahara v'lo yamir kaspo lo nasan b'neshech v'shochad al naki lo lakach ose eile lo yimot la'olam. Period. I read that fast, I know. We're going to go through each one of the 11, quote-unquote, the 11 mitzvos of David. Holech tamim. Okay, so we quoted the pasuk from Tehillim, and now we're going to break it apart into 11 mitzvos. That mnemonic is going to give us now the different people who distilled the mitzvos. So in other words, we're in right now in the Dalet of David. And you're going to see as we go later on, people are going to distill it even further and further. So follow along. Okay, so number one, Holech Tamim. Ze Avram Dichtiv Yisalech Lefanai V'yu Tamim. Okay? So you should be Holech Tamim. You should go perfectly, completely. Okay. I'm not right. Innocence. Great. Paul Sedek. Paul Sedek Kigon Abba Chilkia. The Gemara gives the example of Abba Chilkia. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. The Rivan doesn't explain. Okay. Paul Sedek Kigon Abba Chilkia. V'dover Emes Bavavon Kigon Rav Safra. And the Gemara over there says the example of that would be Rav Safra. Here, the Rivan does explain. Rav Safra, who is he? What did he do? B'shultas de Rav Acha, b'achi avuvda de Rav Safra, ha'ilo chifetz echad. I'm reading from the Rivan on the right side of the page. There was an object. Ha'ilo chifetz echad limkor uva adam echad lefanav b'shash ha'yakor kriyashma. And he was in the shop, and he was in the shop early in the morning, or late in the evening, could go either way. And he was reading Kriya Shema, that is Rav Safra. V'amalo tein li achefetz bekach bekach damim. And so the guy comes over in the middle of Rav Safra. Apparently he didn't realize Rav Safra was saying Kriya Shema. Okay. And he says, you know, I want to buy that object. V'lo ano, and Rav Safra doesn't answer because he's in the middle of Kriya Shema. But the potential buyer doesn't understand this. He thinks that we're in the ploy of negotiating right now. Oh, you don't, right? And so he keeps jacking up the price, the buyer, thinking that Rav Safra is just being difficult and is, you know, interested in negotiating. Now, at the end of Kriya Shema, he could have done one of two things. He could have just said, yeah, that's how much I want to sell it for. Or, what he did was, he told him, look, the original price, that's how much I really wanted to sell it to you for. Right? The only reason I didn't respond to you because I was in the middle of Kriya Shema. We're going to go back to the original price that you said. Okay? That is Dover Elmas Belvavo. Okay, next. Lo Regal Al Lishono. Somebody who does not want to be deceitful in his language, the Yaakov Avinu. Okay. And the Rivan says that Yaakov didn't want to say a lie. Now, ultimately, to a certain degree, he did, but he didn't want to. Lo rasa l'shaka mitchila. Right? That is the lo ragal al l'shono. Next, lo asal l're'ehu ra'ash lo yara l'umnus chavero. You don't encroach on your neighbor's business. Number five, the cherpa lo nasa al karavav zamakariv es karavav. Somebody who keeps his family close. Okay, nivze be'inav nimas. He hates embarrassing other people. Right, zeh chizkiyo amelach shegirer atzmosav aviv b'mita shel chavalim. Gemara gives an interesting example of this. Right, Chizkiyah, who drags the bones of his father, the 11th parak of Sanhedrin. We discussed this at length. Right, he takes the bones of his father Achaz, the wicked Achaz, and he drags them over a bed of thorns. And even though he didn't want to do it, but nevertheless he felt that it would be, serve as a kapar for his father. The es Yirei Hashem yichbad, he fears Yirei Hashem, those who fear God. He honors those who fear God. This is now number 7, I believe. I'm right. Zeh Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda Shebashash Hayavro Tamil Chacham Haya Omen Mikiso Mechabko Menashko V'Korelo Avi Avi Rebbe Rebbe Mari Mari. Right? So, and when he sees the Tamil Chacham, even though he's a king, he gets up, he kisses him, he hugs him, he calls him my Rebbe, my Mari. Okay? Number 8. Nishba laharav lo yamir k'Rav Yochanan amar Rav Yochanan b'tanis ad she'avol v'si. Rashi, the Rivan over here says that when Rav Yochanan walked home, he didn't want to. It's the Gemara Tanis. Okay, sorry. The Gemara Tanis says that when Rav Yochanan walked home, he didn't want to dine. Right, he was always invited to dine, especially by the head of state. So he made a shvua, that he was going to fast until he got home. And once he made the shvua, he kept it. He kept his shvua. Okay, number 9, kaspo lo nasan b'neshech afilu b'ribis ovei kochavim. Right, even though it's mutter, you're allowed to charge interest to a non-Jew. But still, the pasuk says you shouldn't even engage in that kind of behavior, because once you get into the habit of charging with interest, you're going to charge interest to everybody. Vishochad al naki lo lakach, not to take bribes. Kigon Rav Yishma b'Rav Yosef. The Gemara gives the example of Rav Yishma b'Rav Yosef. This is the Gemara Ksuvos. The Gemara Ksuvos, right? One of the last parak, second to last parak, I forget. Right over there, the Gemara Ksuvos gives all the don't take bribes from this and don't take bribes from that. And one of the examples that I was given is Rav Yishma b'Rav Yosi. A sharecropper came, and the sharecropper gave Rav Yishma b'Rav Yosi his portion. And then after giving his portion, he said, "Now can you judge me?" Now Rav Yishma b'Rav Yosi was entitled to that portion. Right, it was his property, but nevertheless, it looked like a bribe, and so therefore he would not judge. Ksiv, osei eile, I'm sorry, v'shochad al nekiyah lo lakach, Rav Yishma b'Rav Yosi. Okay, I didn't do good because I only counted 10.
11. We counted 8 was 9.
I'll go back later. I'll redo it. Okay, anyway, Ksivosa Ela lo yimot la'olam. Okay, the pasuk says, Osa Ela lo yimot la'olam, if you do this, you will not lose your foothold. Kishaya Rabbi Gamliel Magila Mikra Zahazahaya Boch, Rabbi Gamliel got to this pasuk, he would start crying, Amar Manda Avilulukulu de lo yimot. Ha Chadimina yimot. Sounds like, in order to be good, you got to do all of these, all 11 of these. And that's a lot. So Amr Lay Miksiv Osa Kol Eila Osa Eila Ksiv. No, it doesn't say Kol Eila. Meaning that if you specialize in one of these 11, that's also good. Right? That's, don't take the value away of being a specialty and specializing in one of them. Afilu b'chanamina dilotem ha'ach Ksiv k'achrina. Right. In fact, I'll tell you that's correct, because let's look elsewhere in Chumash. At the end of Acharemos, we go through all the arayos in the Torah, all the illicit relations, and then the pasuk says, "Al tetamu b'chol eile hasam nami hanogea b'chol eile hu demetami b'chad minar lo." What's the pshat in that pasuk? That if you violate all the arayos, so then titamu, then you're going to become tame. That's not pshat. Ela lav ba'achas mikol eile means one of these. Hachanami ba'achas mikol eile. Here also it means one of these. Okay? Period. Good. That is David HaMelech. David HaMelech takes the mitzvot and distills it to 11. Ba'yishayahu ve'amidam al shesh. Okay, sorry. The next number is 6. 6 is your next number. Dichsiv. Holech tzikos v'dover meisharim moeitz bebetza ma'ashakos noer kapav mitamuch b'shochad otem azno. Mishmo adamim va'otsem einav mer'os bara. Period. And the Gemara now is going to go through all 6 mitzvos of Yeshayahu. Holech tzikos Avraham avinu dichsiv ki adat alman asher tzaveh Hashem iso Avraham. Was holech tzikos, he went in righteousness. V'dover mitsharim ze she'eino maknit p'nei chavero b'rabim. Someone who does not embarrass his friend publicly. Moes bebetza ma'ashkos kagon Revishma ben Elisha. Revishma ben Elisha, we just quoted up above, who would not take oshek, would not take gifts. Noer kapav mitmuch b'shochad kagon Revishma b'Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi gave us the example of not taking a bribe. Otem azno mishmo adamim de lo shama bizilusa de tzorber merabanan vishasik. Somebody who hears somebody disdaining or putting down another Talmud Chacham and is quiet and doesn't say anything. And the Gemara says, and you should not let that happen. Kagon Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara over here cites the example of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. The Rivan on the top of the left-hand column brings down the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Nafak richsha meudne v'ischazi le isese bechama v'amar la hayde shami bezilusa detzorber merabanan v'lo machay kedemebayeli. The Gemara over there tells a story where he sees a dream, and in the dream he was told, you know, there was one occasion when you heard a Talmud Chacham being disgraced and you didn't say anything. And the Rivan says from that Gemara, you see that generally speaking, he was very careful about this. Finally, otzem einav meir oz barakid rabbi chia bar abba. You shouldn't let your eyes wander and see things inappropriate. When women are doing the laundry by the river, so they're exposing certain body parts, and you should make it your business not to go and see such inappropriate things. Uksiv humeromim yishkon. And then finally, a person who really focuses on these 6 aspects of the Torah, who miromim yishkon, will dwell up on high. Okay, next. Ba micha vehemidam al shalosh. Micha comes and further distills the Torah and reduces it down to 3. Dichsiv higilacha adam ma tov umashem daresh mimcha ki masos mishpat vavas chesed vehatznei alechef im alokecha. Should sound familiar to you. We just landed in the Haftarah. Yeah. Okay, that's points for me, by the way, for being awake during Haftarah. And listening. Asos mishpat zehadin. Avas chesed zugmilas chasadim. And atzneas lechas zehotseas Hotzas ames v'achnasas kala. Okay, and the right basic stuff. Right, doing justice, and gemilas chesed, and right.
We don't see like kashrus and Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah. So again, right, nothing's on the chopping block over here. We're not getting rid of it. We're just, you know, themes and things that we need to be focusing on.
Yeah, it seems to stress the ethical.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Right. Bahalo drum kava chomer ma drum shein darkamasos mitzinam amar torah v'asneh lefes. These are things that are not normally done modestly, right? A wedding. These are things that are not done privately, and meanwhile, the Navi Micha tells us do them privately, right? So, in general, one of the main themes of Micha is you should be private. You should do these things privately. The things that are done publicly, you should do privately, and the things that are done privately, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so? Chazar Yishayahu. Now we're up to Yishayahu. Ve'midam Ashtayim. Further distills down to two. Shenemar Kamar Hashem Shemru Mishpat Vasut Staka Vasut Staka. So we're at Mishpat and Staka. Ba'amos, we're almost at the end, and Ba'amos Vemidam Al Achas, and he brings it down to one. Shenemar Kamar Hashem Leves Yisrael Darshuni Vichyu. Dirshuni, that's the mitzvah. What's that? What's Dirshuni? So Maskev LaRav Nachma Yitzchak Ema V'Dirshuni B'Chol Torah. Well, the Gemara says, I don't know. I think that means Dershuni b'chol Torah, that you should darshan Torah. So that's not a mitzvah per se. Sorry, Dershuni b'chol Torah kula. Ela bacha v'kuk v'amidam alachach. So now we really get our way through Trei Asar over here. Shenamar v'tzadik b'emunaso yichya. You should be a faithful tzadik. I'm Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. We'll finish off today with this. Arba gzeros gazar Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael. Four gzeros that were enacted by Moshe, Nevim or Mevata. Moshe Amar Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov. So Yisrael is going to be dwelling Badad by themselves. Ba'amos Uvitla. Shenemar Chadal Na Mi Yakum Yaakov. Right? Who can withstand Yaakov? Uksiv Nichem Hashem Alzos. Moshe Amar Vigoyim Ha'hem Lo Targia. Right, amongst the nations, they're not going to have any type of tranquility. And Yirmiyahu says, no, they will. The Amar, Haloch Lahargio Yisrael. Moshe Amar, Poked Avonavos Abanim. So Moshe said that sins are going to go down to generation number 2, 3, and 4. By Yecheskel Uvit La. And Yecheskel comes along and says, no, Hanefesh Al Chatas, He Tamus. Moshe Amar, Vivaratem Bagoyim. You're going to be lost amongst the goyim by Yishayah va'amar va'ayah ba'yamahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. We're not going to get lost amongst the goyim. Okay, period. All right.
They mentioned that 1% of rabbis were already given.
Yeah, that's correct. It's correct. It didn't, for some reason, it didn't make its way here. Okay. This evening, please, for those of you who are joining us this evening for the Siyum, which, by the way, it's an open invitation, either let myself or Rabbi Tirschwell know if you have not already RSVP'd. This evening at 6:30, we'll be davening Mincha at 6:30, so please come on time. And we'll be Messiah the Masechta, and we'll get ready for tomorrow's fast as well. Okay, in advance, I thank him. 7:45. Rabbi Chanan, you may not catch him. I'm going to go to the doctor. So, if you're here, Mr. Shanam, I'm going to go to the doctor.